who says things like, dang, and I got the poo on.
Why would I be playing sort of a semi-tasteless cut of David Spade when I'm getting ready to talk to Michelle Keller, who's the senior director of Farm to Veteran, which is a very, you know, fine organization doing good work for veterans? Why in the world would I do that? Why would I do that, Michelle? Why would I play David Spade?
Well, hello. Yes. So you'll be playing David Spade because he will be headlining our Farm Fresh Hope Gala happening in September.
Yeah. Very cool. Well, we can come around to it. Well, let's get back to this in just a few minutes. But first of all, let's talk about your what Farm to Veteran is, how did it start, and what your goals are and how it works and how people can help you with donations and things of that nature.
Yes. Yeah, so Farm to Veteran is a nonprofit that started in 2020 in the far south suburbs of Chicago in Manhattan, Illinois.
Yeah.
We started out with a 60-acre farm, donating all of what we produce on the farms to veterans in need in the local community. Partnering with veteran organizations that house veterans or also provide additional services to them to make sure that they get that farm fresh food, including produce, eggs, and meat directly from farms. And as we've expanded, we have worked now with partner farms across the area as well as nationwide, and went from 15,000 meals our first year of donations to over 183,000 meals last year in 9 states.
This obviously is a growing concern, and filling a need. When did you first realize that this was something that you needed to do?
So our founder is an serial entrepreneur, had multiple businesses, and through like his journeys, found out that if he could do something for veterans, he would.
Right.
He had a small like hobby farm and kind of got sick of just like waiting for people to show up to get, you know, eggs that they said they were going to get and then having to throw some away because nobody would show up. And he goes, you know, I'm sure there's a need there. Let's figure out how to make it work. And in 2020, we figured out how to donate all of our products, work with great organizations to get it in the hands of veterans, to make sure that they're vetted, make sure they're need-based and getting the nutritious food that they need.
And the quality of your farm produce, talk about that, because it's not just, hey, we've got a farm, we're going to do this. I mean, you're into making sure that everything is at the highest order. I mean, I'm talking about the meat, I'm talking about the vegetables, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, so everything that we produce on our farm and as well as any partner that we work with, we make sure it's at the highest standard. Mm. We don't like to use organic as a term. We like to use better than organic. It's hormone-free. The chickens that lay our eggs have access to more pasture than they can ever use. We make sure that we're not overstimulating the land and just doing very good regenerative farming practices to make sure that we're doing the best for the land, the animals, and the food.
When did you realize that veterans were in this situation when it came to food? Because honestly, that's not something that I usually associated with problems that the veterans have. I mean, I know that veterans have problems, don't get me wrong, and I think that we don't do enough for our veterans, but I just never made a connection with food.
Yeah, well, when we were trying to figure out, like, how do we make this happen, we started looking into the statistics, and it was a staggering statistic that 1 in 5 veterans will face food insecurity at some time during their life.
Wow.
And we thought that was crazy, didn't think that that was happening. But then we started looking into a lot of the programs, and a lot of programs do look at PTSD, mental health, and housing. And we couldn't find anything that was getting whole foods to them. Now we have seen food pantries, but a lot of that is the shelf stable, is also getting, you know, a lot of that stuff in cans is high sodium. So people who have high cholesterol or any kind of ailments really shouldn't be eating that. And we were like, okay, how do we make this work? And that's when we started partnering with these organizations so that we kind of look at the veteran as a whole. They're able to provide additional services such as mental health or housing, while we're being able to provide the healthy food to let them heal, to let them be able to work on their mental health and not have to worry about that aspect.
So I read that you have a veteran three-tiered hierarchy. Can you expand on that?
Yeah, so we believe it's kind of a psychological principle that mm-hmm. you need to have your basic needs met first, and that's your food and your shelter.
Right.
And then from there, you can move on to your physical, you know, getting your physical health, your mental health and everything. And then that leads up to being able to be out to the workforce, getting a job, being able to then be self-stable for yourself as well.
Wow. Okay. So how do people help you? I mean, this is not a for profit. I mean, you need to be able to sustain the farm, your animals and contacts with other organizations and other farms across the country and get the food to the veterans. How do people contribute to this?
Yes. Yeah, so we actually pride ourselves right now that we are doing all of what we do with the Better Than Organic Food at $5 a meal. So basically wow. $5 provides a farm fresh meal to a veteran in need. We take donations on our website, which is www.farm2veteran.com. That is one way to support. Another way to support is just getting the word out about who we are. We get a lot of people that are like, we never knew who you were.
Right.
And being a small organization, we're only 5 years old. So it's very, very young in the nonprofit world. And then supporting our events. This gala in September is a great way for people to get involved and have a great night out with, you know, some fun entertainment. Just letting people know who we are and spreading our mission and our word.
How is it that David Spade was chosen? I love it, but how did you get him?
We just kind of like called a couple people and we're like, yeah. Hey, we have this gala. How can we make this work? And yeah. He's like, love to be a part of it. And we're excited to have him.
It's September 20th at the Field Museum. This is going to sounds like yes. a fantastic night.
It's going to be great.
And are tickets available? How do people get
tickets? Are available on our website currently. Okay. If you go to our events page, or it's just Farm Fresh Hope Gala on the site. We just released the tickets about, I want to say, a week or two ago.
Great.
We're just trying to see what can happen from that.
Oh, I think it's going to be big. It's going to be great. You have a great organization, a great cause. He's hysterical. The Field Museum is an unbelievable place to do these kinds of things. Michelle, thank you so much for being with us. And anytime you want to come out in the future and give us an update about anything or any way we can help, don't hesitate to call. Thanks for being with us.
All right. Thank you so much.
You bet. That's Michelle Keller, Senior Director of Farm to Veteran.